Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. This morning I want to give an inspiration, and in fact all this week I'm thinking about giving inspiration from the book of Psalms. I have been doing the Saturday morning Bible study. We've been looking at the types of Christ that we find, the references to Christ in the Old Testament, and recently I was studying in the book of Psalms, and I found all of these beautiful things that I would like to share this week. So, if you would, turn to Psalm 9 if you can, or just listen along here, and I want to read about the end of the wicked and the hope of the poor. It's interesting here, we have three Psalms in a row, 9, 10, and 11, and the psalmist is concerned with the wicked and concerned with the righteous as well. So let's listen in here as Psalm 9, I'm going to read starting in verse 15. The heathen are sunk down in the pit they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. What a picture. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. And you know, that's the way a sinner is. A sinner tries to hide the net, tries to hide the sin, but that sin is a net. That sin is a snare. And their own foot is taken in the very thing they try to hide. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared on the work of his own hands. Hegion, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. All the nations that forget God will be turned to hell. That's the end of the wicked. Now, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. And that's why I wanted to say the hope of the poor. The end of the wicked is to be turned into hell. The wicked will be snared on their own sin, on their own what they're trying to hide. But the end of the wicked is hell. But on the other hand, listen to that. The needy shall not always be forgotten. Sometimes it seems to the needy that they're forgotten. Sometimes it seems that they're forsaken. This is a God-forsaken place or a God-forsaken life. But you know, it says here, the poor shall not perish forever. Psalm 10, the wicked in his pride, verse 2, doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. The same idea that as the wicked persecute the poor, interestingly, the wicked here are characterized as those that are taking advantage of others. How many of the world are wealthy? Do you ever notice that? Do you ever consider that as you drive around or as you interact with people and the wealth that they have, and then you realize it's because they've taken advantage of someone else? But it says here, the wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked think the covetous is good, they bless it, but the Lord abhors covetousness. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Now, what is in his thoughts? It seems here that the thoughts of the wicked are thoughts of self and of self-promotion and probably of wealth and money, from the way this reads. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He puffeth. He doesn't consider his enemies at all. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. Under the tongue of the wicked is mischief and vanity. Oh, what a tongue to have! Oh, God grant to us that we would have tongues that are not full of mischief and adversity, but full of blessings instead of cursings, and full of love instead of hatred. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. Consider these verses, beloved, this morning. Consider these descriptions of the wicked. He sitteth in the lurking places of the village. You know, in villages there are lurking places. There are in sin, there are places where people lurk. There are places where people hide to perform their sin. And the description here is that he sits in these lurking places in the village. In secret places doth he murder the innocent. The idea, the thought here being the murder of slander, the murder of the lip, the murder of word. The innocent are torn down by this wicked man. And his eyes are privily set against the poor. It's interesting here how that the psalmist brings out the the sense that the wicked somehow are against the poor, almost the sense of the poor being the righteous, almost the sense of the wicked creating the poverty of the poor. Here he said his eyes are privily set against the poor. In some quiet, private place he's looking and somehow taking advantage of the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. A word of warning here to consider. There is a net, there is a snare that the wicked salesman might try to bring in. Now, he's a rich man, and part of the reason he's a rich man is he takes advantage of others. And he takes advantage by installment sales, installment pricing on something. I don't appreciate it when I ask someone, how much is that item? And they say, well, you can have it for so much a month. I'd rather deal honestly and find out how much they want for the item rather than how much they want per month for that item. And he draws him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. And, you know, we talk about the end of the poor, the hope of the poor. The end of the wicked is known to be the place of hell. But the hope of the poor is that God doesn't forget. Let's read the last three verses in Psalm 11 also. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked, and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. God hates sinners. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Did you ever hear of a tempest in a teacup? Well, here we have it. Their cup shall be a horrible tempest, which comes from the Lord. That is the end of the wicked. And then verse 7, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. So let us be upright today and all our days. Not be discouraged by the wicked. So often we can look and we can think, well, you know, that person is doing so much better than I am financially. But you know what? Let's not be discouraged by the wicked and by the ways of the wicked, but let us continue on the path of righteousness. For it says here, the Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. So bless God this morning for that. I do pray that you be encouraged through this day. I do look forward to going through the book of Psalms and looking at some of the topics that the psalmist probably will look at. The topic of deliverance, probably will look at the topic of trust. And so we'll go through the book of Psalms and look at some of the great themes that the psalmist has. So may God bless you today and this week.